Probably the current king and queen of vocal jazz right now. The last, the king, in some ways, Kurt Elling, the vocalist from Chicago, from a recording of his called Flirting with Twilight on the Blue Note label. He did a tune that really caught his ear when it came out on John Coltrane's Ballad recording, made in 62. A tune called Say It Over and Over Again, Frank Lesser and Jimmy McHugh's tune. In this case, Elling with tenor saxophonist Bob Shepard playing on it. And Mr. Elling acquits himself very well on that particular piece. Just prior to that, we heard from the vocal work of Cassandra Wilson. From her recording that goes back a few years called Belly of the Sun. And from that, we heard a tune called Darkness on the Delta. We began with another vocalist, in this case Bobby McFerrin, recorded with Chick Corea live at the Blue Note as part of this mammoth two-disc set called Rendezvous in New York, with nine ensembles that Chick performed with during a week at that club. A lot of reunions, I'm sure a lot of good times. From that we heard the Concerto de Aranjuez and Spain. It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to the voice of Case Western Reserve University, WRUW-FM, Cleveland. This is Jazz Down by the Cuyahoga. My name is Jim Szabo, and this is Telethon Jazz Down by the Cuyahoga. You know what that means. This is our once-a-year plea to you to come through with the ends and support us in our mission to bring you what you can't hear everywhere, anywhere else. You know, commercial radio, boy. Let me tell you, my car radio doesn't have an FM button above 91. That's just because there's not a lot out there. And my buttons, when I push them, they stay within that 88 to 92 range that where the good stuff is. And I remember as a junior high school person tuning my radio and picking up these scratchy little stations, even here in Cleveland. Picking up the 10-watt WRUW and saying, boy, I ain't never heard John Coltrane before. I ain't never heard all these other things before, and I wouldn't have if I had lived a life of commercial radio. And you wouldn't have either if you had lived a life of only, if you live a life only of commercial radio. That's why you're here. That doesn't make your life complete. Hopefully WRUW hopes in its own little way to provide that completeness, but it's not without a cost, and the cost is that we come to you once a year and ask for your support of what's happening down here 24/7, 365. Give us a call with a pledge, 216-368-2208. I haven't mentioned a lot about the various premiums we have. If you've been listening any time throughout the week, you know the drill. We have some ways of saying thank you. We can offer you a compact disc or maybe a couple. We can offer you a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or a hat that has the WRUW logo on it so you can take that somewhere else. We have tickets to upcoming jazz concerts if that interests you. And we also have a special premium which someone's already taken this evening during the jazz hours, and that is to show our way that we are truly community radio. You can pledge to come down here for half an hour or maybe longer and be on this side of the microphone and present the music that you find special, the music that you find important, that you'd like others to share the experience with. I mean, that's what I try to do here every week. And you can do that too when you come down here and be a part of that. So if you'd like to pledge for the airtime premium that we offer, just talk to the person on the other end of the phone. They can tell you what the deal is on that. 216-368-2208. That's the number to call. You know, we talked about this, and that is, where does all this money go? And we've talked about earlier how so much of our operating revenue comes from this once-a-year pledge drive and how we purchase recordings to augment what some of the record companies send us for free, quite frankly, but But they don't send us everything. And so we go back and we try and get things that are important to have and important to play. We also replace things that are worn out. And that especially is true of equipment. You know, you're listening to me on a radio right now. Or maybe you're listening over the internet. We have that radio that you have. I don't know how much it costs you. But how often do you play it? Do you play it 24 hours a day? Is it on 24 hours a day? Probably not. If you have a compact disc player or that DVD player or that computer you have, is it on 24 hours a day? Is it in use 24 hours a day? Well, that's what we have at a radio station. Now, a lot of commercial radio stations, you know, they just have so many pieces of equipment, your head would spin in terms of they never have to worry about something failing or running it at over its capacity because they just have more. They have the money. That money is from the commercials they sell and the products that you buy as a result of those commercials and the surveys that show that you are buying those products that they're selling through those commercials. And that's how they get their money. Well, we don't have that here. We get our money through your good works, your stepping up and offering to pledge to support us. The machine all around me. I mean, I have two compact disc players that I'm touching right now with my hand. And those machines are on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When we need a new one, we don't go down to the music store and buy one for $100. Our machines cost $1,000, not $100. And so that's a significant expense. And we try and take good care of the machines. We make them last as long as we can. But when they give up the ghost, we try to repair them when that is financially viable. And the result will be still the quality that you expect at 91.1, but sometimes we replace them. And that's not cheap. And all the equipment that we had, I mean, the telethon pledges that you've given over the past year have tangible results. You're listening to us at 15,000 watts. We were able to save some dollars every year from our pledge drives that we've done, not just to go to the replacement of equipment and purchasing of CDs, but we were building our little nest egg there, and that nest egg was able to allow us to make the big leap from, we went from 10 watts to 1,000 watts, and then we made the big leap from 1,000 watts to 15,000 watts. And do you realize that people can hear us in Lorraine? People can hear us in Pennsylvania? People have called us from Detroit saying that they've heard this radio station. We think that's important because we want to get the word out of what alternative. We want to give people in a wider area the choice of alternative programming. If you're one of those people who happen to be within our new listening area, if you're within the outlying areas and you haven't listened to us that long, now's the time for you to call. On the other hand, look at the other people who are sort of part of a founders club who've been able to help us expand our reach. We appreciate your continued support and wish you will continue to support us again. 216-368-2208 is the number. Before we put the next piece on, which is going to be a longer piece, so therefore we're not going to have any talk through it. We're going to listen to jazz. We're going to listen to a brand new recording, probably a Cleveland premiere on this particular recording. And we want you to appreciate the music we give you, but also appreciate why we're altering our programming for this week to give you this request for your financial support. And I want to talk to musicians for a minute. I run into a lot of musicians, jazz musicians in my travels, and they say, oh, man, you know, I heard that side you played on such and such a night and all of that. And, you know, I mean, this is a program on Friday evening, Saturday night. If you're a jazz musician, you're probably gigging on during this time. But a lot of musicians hear me. They're packing up and going home. They hear in the car. Well, I'm asking those musicians, you know. I mean, many of us in the jazz community, we try and support you any way we can through going to hear your gigs, trying to get you gigs, trying to publicize the gigs you have. And play your music when you record it and you send it to us. That's what we try to do for the Jazz Musicians of Northeast Ohio. I'm challenging you, the Musicians of Northeast Ohio, to turn that around. And in this one day of the year that this program makes this kind of plea, that you come through. 216-368-2208 with a pledge of any size. Hey, if you're driving in your car, pull over before you make the call. I remember, I think it was last year or maybe the year before, a musician called me from a phone booth. Well, he had to be a musician because he didn't have a cell phone. Couldn't afford a cell phone, but he called me from a phone booth and said, yeah, I'll support what you're doing. And I really, really, really appreciated that. And we're going to, in the next set, thank all the people, many of the people who have called this evening. We appreciate their support. There's still time for more. We only have 52-odd minutes left in this morning's jazz session. So we hope you'll call during this time and show why jazz is important to you by supporting it. 216-368-2208, a brand new recording from alto saxophonist Eric Person. Maybe you know him. He worked for a time with Chico Hamilton. He also worked for a time as part of the World Saxophone Quartet. Well, he's with his own group, and his group is called Metaphor, and he performed out at Big Sur in California in May of last year with his group. John Esposito is the pianist. Kenny Davis is the bassist. Not Cleveland's Kenny Davis, but the other Kenny Davis playing bass. And Peter O'Brien is the drummer. This is a composition which is called Issues, Yours, Not Mine. You're listening to WRUW-FM Cleveland. Please call. Please pledge. 216-368-2208.